I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. This is part two of a series of discussions about psi, that's spelled PSI, meaning paranormal phenomena such as remote viewing and telepathy. Part one covered remote viewing, a method of parapsychology used to identify objects in distant space and time. So you're probably asking, what if there are people who can do these things? Does this have any practical application? So today we're going to talk about a project called Sky Watcher, founded and developed by whistleblower Jake Barber, a decorated special forces operator who says he has participated in government craft retrievals of UAP. Sky Watcher is a privately funded program whose mission is to communicate with UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, formerly known as UFOs or Unidentified Flying Objects, through the use of psionics. In an interview with Ross Colehart on his show Reality Check, Jake Barber says, "A psionic is someone with a predisposition for extratemporal, you could say, abilities and sensitivities, also known as psychic powers." Here he's basically talking about people who have been proven to be excellent remote viewers. When asked what he discovered with the psionics being used in the Skywatcher program, Barber replied, "In the program, there is certainly a desire to explore the idea that perhaps UAP could be summoned, communicated with, controlled, and persuaded to land, all by deploying people with psionic abilities." When asked if he did see any of this happen, he replied, "Yes, I did. Psionic operators use their minds in something like meditation. There genuinely are people who can actually make a mental, spiritual connection with UAP technology." Colehart replied, "All this seems so far-fetched. Psychically gifted humans linking with possibly alien ships, summoning them and even piloting them?" Colehart continues by interviewing another decorated special forces operator and colleague of Jake's on the Skywatcher project, who says he's also seen what psionics can do. "I've had the pleasure of meeting multiple psionic assets. I've seen them function. I know what they're capable of doing." When Colehart asks, "Do you believe there is a capacity in the human mind to somehow psychically, telepathically connect?" he replies, "Yes, and I don't know if it's something that they're born with, but there are certain people who are qualifiably, verifiably capable of this." Jake Barber is a whistleblower who developed the Skywatcher project because the U.S. government has failed to disclose information about UAP. As organizations like the New Paradigm Institute continue to pressure the government to release UAP information, other academics and government whistleblowers have created privately funded endeavors like Skywatcher. Avi Loeb, theoretical physicist who works on astrophysics and cosmology at Harvard, has founded the Galileo Project. Neither Barber nor Loeb are waiting for the government to hand over the information. Instead, private investors are moving ahead. To date, Congress has held four public hearings since 2022 on UAP. The big question is, if the government continues to stall in releasing information, leaving the field wide open for private investors, who will finally tell us the truth about UAP? I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.